In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, the term saint or saints occurs 82 times in the Bible, 21 times in the Old Testament, and 61 times in the New. But what does this word mean in the Bible? To whom is it applied? What makes a person a saint? The prayer of King Solomon in the 6th chapter of the book of 2 Chronicles is the first time saint is found in the Bible. This was at the dedication of the first temple in Jerusalem, which was built by David's son Solomon, as he asked the Lord for forgiveness of the sins of his people and his blessing over the ministry of the priests serving in the new temple. He prayed, "Let your priests, O Lord, be clothed with salvation, and let your saints rejoice in your goodness." In the book of Psalms, saints occurs 13 times. Every time it refers to God's people as distinct from other people. In Psalm 85, we read, "Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly." In Psalm 148, we read, "He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him. Praise the Lord." In the book of Daniel, saints occurs 6 times, all in reference to God's people in exile who look forward to his protection and restoration. In the New Testament, saint is first used in Matthew chapter 27. In the context of Jesus' death on the cross, we read, "And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two, from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised." In the book of Acts, saint occurs 4 times, always in reference to believers who belong to Christ. At times, they are described as experiencing persecution. 8 times in the book of Romans, the apostle speaks of believers in Christ as saints. He addresses them in the first chapter, saying, "To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." In the same way, Paul addresses the church at Corinth in his 2 letters to them. The first opens, "To the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours." He opens the second letter to the Corinthians, saying, "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God that is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in the whole of Achaia." He begins his letter to the church at Ephesus similarly, "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus." In the second chapter, he addresses the Ephesian believers, saying, "So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." In the 5th chapter, he warns them against sin. He says, "But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints." To the Colossian church, Paul writes, "To the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father." God's servant Jude expressed his concern about the impact of false teachers on the church. He writes to the believers saying, "Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints." Brothers and sisters, 13 times the term saints occurs in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. They all refer to all God's people. In the New Testament, saints are clearly identified as the believers in Christ. The term simply means the ones whom God Himself considers to be His people. They are set apart from others in the world as the ones who belong to Him. This applies to the whole Bible. The simple fact that they are identified as God's people also identifies them as saints. Whether they are still alive on earth or have already passed into heaven, they all are sinners who continuously need forgiveness. They all need to be set apart from others who are not saints, those who do not belong to Christ. Nowhere in the Bible are saints described as sinless or spiritually or morally perfect people. Old Testament saints like King Solomon were not sinless. He and his father David struggled much with their own sins. In the third chapter of the Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesians, whom he described as saints, the apostle speaks of himself saying, "To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." To the Galatians he writes, "But if in our endeavor to be justified in Christ, we too were found to be sinners, is Christ then servant of sin? Certainly not." The apostolic teaching is clear. It is Christ who makes sinners saints. This takes place because it is God's grace in Christ that sanctifies people. Believers are beneficiaries of Christ's saving grace. Because they belong to Christ, His righteousness, His holiness, His sanctity are bestowed on them. His death is considered a covenantal death. He covenanted or committed himself even before time to die in place of sinners like us. His atoning death and blood provides us with cleansing. This is how God's people are sanctified. This is what sets God's people apart from unbelievers and makes them saints. Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations at all times throughout the whole earth by the blessed message of the gospel. Amen.